USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
Robert O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Who's the bigger threat, that O'Rourke or Joe Biden?
I just say whoever it is, I'll take them on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Connecticut Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of the parents whose children were killed in the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, reversing a lower court judge who dismissed the family's lawsuit against the gunmaker Remington. Alan Gottlieb is the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He explains what this means for Remington.
Well, what the court said was is that one of the claims could stand, all the others can't, and so now it goes back to trial. But, of course, my guess is Remington will appeal this to probably the United States Supreme Court from the state court in Connecticut and have it overthrown.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett is pleading not guilty to more than a dozen charges against him. Trial attorney Heather Hansen talks about what Smollett is possibly facing if found guilty.
At most, I think he's probably going to get probation. He's up for, there's 1 to 3 years for every one of those counts, so there could be a long time.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 7 points to close at 25,709. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Students across the nation are suing over the college cheating scandal. The students claim they were denied a fair opportunity to gain admission to colleges because of the scandal. Earlier this week, the feds charged 50 people, including wealthy parents, coaches, and two Hollywood celebrities. Investigators say the parents funneled bribes through a Southern California businessman to get their kids into the best colleges in the country. Dr. Drew Pinsky joins Fox News and says this falls a lot on the parents.
All roads lead to narcissism, really. We've had a narcissistic turn in this country for the last 30 to 50 years. When I first started working in a psychiatric hospital, I saw all kinds of different personality disorder diagnostic spectrums. Around the mid-90s, cluster B was all we saw. 100% of the time, sociopath, narcissist, borderline. And if you are a parent, your child is an extension of you, and you cannot stand to see them uncomfortable. And so you have to save them from every discomfort.
And regarding that cheating scandal, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News what the everyman and blue-collar folks are thinking out there when they hear a story like this.
And they tell me this every day. They say, Kennedy, we get up every day, go to work, obey the law, try to teach our kids morals. We try to do the right thing. But we look around and we see too many undeserving people at the top, cutting corners and getting bailouts, and too many undeserving people at the bottom getting handouts, and we're playing by the rules, and we get every time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.